Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to my show. I'm really looking forward to today's episode because today is all about Wing Chun experts. Now, before we dive into it, I just want to remind you all that I've been posting these episodes weekly. So if you haven't checked out the previous episode, make sure you do so because there are really good topics that I've discussed. So I'll make sure to post the card up here before this episode is over. And also, guys, don't forget, I'm also posting weekly my Wing Chun tutorials. Check it out. And also, check out my Instagram account. We have hit over 250,000 followers. So I'm truly grateful for everyone that's following me online. And that's it. So let's dive into today's episode. Wing Chun experts. There are four key points that I would like to talk to you about today. Number one being, who should you listen to? Number two, how much do you value someone's expertise? Number three, nowadays everyone with an iPhone is an expert. Number four, how big of a name does your Sifu have? All right, guys. So number one, who should you listen to? I would recommend you do your research because nowadays with social media, it's not that hard for you to find someone in your area or even overseas if you're interested in learning online and, you know, check out what they have to offer, how they teach, how they transmit their knowledge. And that's a good sign for you to see someone who you should be listening to. You have to always look and hear with common sense to the material that people are putting out there, okay? Don't just follow someone blindly because, you know, they have a big following. Number two, how much do you value someone's expertise? Okay, let's say you've already found someone and you are planning on joining their school. So how much do you value someone's expertise if they are a Sifu? Let me share with you a little bit about my own journey. So I've been teaching for about 25 years now. This year, at the time of this recording, my academy, my school is turning 20, right? So it's our 20th anniversary in a few months' time. So that means officially me putting a sign up in a commercial building, that happened officially 20 years ago. But I had been teaching already for 5 years previously and in different places, community centers, garages, and before I opened my first location. So during these 20 plus years, there have been many ups and downs in my journey as a teacher or as a martial arts business owner. With my own journey as a student, I've had to travel overseas for over 20 years. That means the amount of money that I've had to spend for all these years, it's a tremendous amount. For many years, over 15 years, I've been with a credit card debt because every time there was an opportunity for me to travel, to learn, there you go, swipe the card and off you went. Now, why did I do that? Because I had a big vision. I had a big goal. I was betting on myself. I did not come from a family situation where, you know, rich mommy or rich daddy said, here you go, son, there you are, a grandpa or an uncle. No, it was just myself, my self-belief, and my wife's continuous support till this day. So there you go. You travel, you start training, you train very hard because you don't want to waste your time. Many times I had to sleep on the floor. I had to eat you know, $1 hot dogs from a stand because that's all I could afford since I was staying for months at a time. Then you get to meet, you know, and visit too many hospitals in a village in China because you get injured or because you get food poisoning or this or that. So there are so many situations that I've had to go through and where you really put your priorities, you set them straight because, you know, many times you have a young family that you have to take care of and you have to support in every way. And simultaneously, you're betting on yourself to take your dream and make it into a reality. So that, all of that combined is, you know, the process that I had to go through to be where I am today. So then, do you value that? Or do you think that, you know, just because you're in the room, you expect to be taught A, B, and C? Or you feel that, okay, I paid my small fee and now I should be learning this, right? Because nowadays we live in a consumer-oriented type of society. But when you're in a relationship, because I truly feel that what I do and what I teach, I have a unique relationship with every student of mine. I know exactly where they are in terms of their training when they're on the mat, when they're on the floor training. I know every student of mine what they need to learn next to take them one step closer to reaching their goal. At least that's how I operate. And when I teach from the heart. I don't teach just because you're a number in my class. I know every single one of my students. So when you put yourself out there, you expect the student to do the same and we meet in the middle. And when that happens, there's magic. That's why I have a ton of my students still training with me today from my first location, going on 20 years and still training there. And many have gotten married and then they bring their kids and now their kids are training with me. And it's a wonderful thing to see. Now, having said that, I've had many students that take, and then, you know, one day they decide, okay, I want to do something else. So they just send a quick text message to my wife and, you know, cancel membership and then off they go. And I don't even get a thank you or a goodbye. And that has happened to me many times. But you know what? I don't let that discourage me because that is a very small percentage in relation to the student base that I have and the, if I dare to say, the love that I feel from my students and, you know, the relationship that we have. So I don't let that discourage me and I keep on going because I know that there are people that truly appreciate what I have to offer. And hopefully, in a small way, I'm making their lives a little bit better. So that's why I do what I do. But yeah, do you value your teacher's expertise? Food for thought. Number three, nowadays, everyone with an iPhone is an expert. And that is, it's one of those things where, you know, people are putting themselves out there and they speak with such pride and they want the whole world to believe that they are an expert at what they do. And, you know, if you don't know much, you can really fall into the trap of listening to people and thinking that what they are teaching is gospel. And, you know, and then you'd start to follow that. And look, to each their own. It's a free world. Whatever makes you happy, go for it. But if you want to learn real self-defense, you really have to use common sense when you're watching these videos or hearing what people have to say about technique, about situations when it's self-defense based and this and that, and Wing Chun in general. Because as a Wing Chun teacher, I have a duty of care and I truly want everyone that loves this system to get the goods, right? To not get the fluff. You want to really learn properly so that way you can gain confidence in taking care of yourself. So when you see someone on social media, don't judge them by the amount of followers they have, because that doesn't equate to the quality of a teacher or expert they are. Some do, some don't. So look out for that. And number four, how big of a name does your Sifu have? Is it important? See, for me, it doesn't matter how big of a name your Sifu has, it's how good your Sifu can make you be. That to me is the most important. And think of this, every big name Sifu nowadays, at one point, no one knew them. So when they decided to open a school, they had a passion for teaching, and then they had the first, you know, 3, 4, 5 students, and that's how, you know, they started growing into their big name and reputation that they had. So yeah, don't fall for the trap of thinking that you have to only learn from someone who has a huge name. Also, people with a big name, many times they have a big ego, all right? And I've mentioned this in the past where when you're teaching, it's okay, you know, to demonstrate, to show off a little bit your skill. So that way it can, I guess, encourage students and maybe give them a sense of something to look forward to if they train hard, then that is a good thing. I'm all for that. But if you're learning from someone who is more, I guess, concerned of looking good and always trying to show off and demonstrate how good they are, then that is kind of like a downer. That's kind of like a red flag, because at the end of the day, you're there because you want to learn, you want to get better every day, and you want your Sifu to make you that next big thing, okay? If you see someone that is truly invested in taking you to where you want to be, reaching your goals, then that is a good Sifu to learn from, okay? So that is what I have to say in regards to Wing Chun experts. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I did. And guys, feel free to share it. And I look forward to seeing you on the next one. See everyone. Bye-bye.